Good morning. I love that song we sang this morning. Something that we need to do every week. Come expecting from God, make ourselves available to Him. And it was amazing. I was listening to the radio this weekend, or last week, whatever. And I was listening to a song. It was called My Anchor Holds. And I love that song. You know, anything that comes against you, you know, I picture like a big wave just hanging over your head, you know, and it seems like everything's going to come crashing down on you. Your anchor holds. And who's our anchor, guys? Jesus. And it got me thinking, and actually we got into it today at Bible study, so half of everybody heard the verse I'm going to go through, which is Hebrews 4, 14 to 16. Therefore, since we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to the confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tested in every way as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us at the proper time. Now, when you see that wave coming at you, crashing over your head, we pray, right? We go to God. Christ is our anchor. He holds us. But I like at the end of 16, it says, at the proper time. You know, we might have a duration that we have to go through things in our lives. Just because we have Christ in our lives doesn't mean we're not going to deal with things, with life. You know, that's basically what it is. And I like what God said. God said He doesn't tempt with evil, but what the devil meant for bad, God uses it for the good. An example of that is my father, my dad. An amazing man. A lot of you know him. And extraordinary person. And he could do anything. He built a house. You know, he wasn't trained, but he learned how to do all that stuff. But we were fixing up a house. And he just got so depressed. I mean, it was just really weird. He just got so locked up. He couldn't even do the simplest tasks that that we were trying to do. And he went through that for a couple years. He went through depression. Now, why are you doing this? What's going on here? We couldn't understand. And finally, he got rid of the house. It's just too much to deal with. And then he got a job. And he started working to come out of his depression. Well, now he can help people that's going through depression. Where before, I don't think he would have been able to relate to him or help him. Because just like me trying to help him, I've never been depressed in my life. So I'm telling him, pick yourself up. Let's go. You know, let's do these things. But I didn't understand what he was going through. So praise God, you know what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. And now he's even told me that the pastor in his church has directed people to him because that's been through depression, because he knows what they're dealing with and what they're going through. So that's just one example. And I can relate to people the things that I went through in my life where you guys could never relate to what they're going through, and vice versa. I mean, we have all these testimonies. We have all these things that we go through. Losing loved ones. We heard one this morning about losing a loved one. I lost my grandpa to old age. I don't know how to deal with that, but this person would be able to deal with a tragedy and be able to comfort and hold them. But Jesus can comfort everybody, right? Because he can sympathize with our weakness. But like what it says in 5:2, we go down a little bit. It says, He's able to deal gently with those who are ignorant or going astray, for He Himself has been subject to weakness. And I think that's one purpose of why God had to come down to earth, and this is just part of it, to be able to sympathize with our weakness and then to redeem us from sin, and so we can have everlasting life with the Father. One other scripture, and I like this one too. I think it kind of goes pretty good with in Hebrews, which is 1 Corinthians 10, 13, which says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to humanity." And I'm reading out of Hallam's version, so yours might be a little different. God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, he provides a way of escape so that you are able to bear it. And I think our way of escape is what? Our anchor, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Because I went through struggles for a couple years after I got born again. Because I come into to the kingdom with a lot of baggage that I had to deal with, that God had to get me through. And through Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit, I was able to overcome and conquer the things that I went through. And it says here, no matter what overcomes you, no matter what comes upon you, God's going to give the way of escape, and that he's not going to overtake you, that you're able to bear. So just a little encouragement today. As you go through your week, things happen, we go through life, and I just want to encourage you that Jesus is our ultimate anchor, and he will keep us solid and remain on the path that God has planned for us. Thank you.